this is the cure. It's not easy work, but it's absolutely the cure. And as a matter of fact, I would venture to say this is probably the only consciousness that will both allow us to keep our gifts and allow us to enjoy them unhindered.
Welcome to Spiritually Hungry Summer Episodes.
I think we're calling them summer snacks.
I think you are.
Spiritually Hungry Snacks.
Okay, Scooby-Doo.
Yes. So one of the ideas that I know that you encounter a lot when you deal with students, when you work with people, is insecurity, right? I don't think, let me put it this way, there's very few people that I've ever met that are not insecure about something. And certainly, and often it's about important things in their lives.
But yeah, they're most insecure about the things they care most about, right?
Right. But you would, because again, I have to say, it's not something that naturally comes to me.
I know, it's shocking. You've never had that issue.
I think what we're going to share today is really the reason for that.
Yeah, I know what it is. Because when I first met you, it was very, very odd. I didn't understand it. And no, I thought it was peculiar, like not insecure about anything.
Well, I wouldn't say that. That's probably certain things I'm probably slightly insecure about. Nothing important. But also, I think it's also related to imposter syndrome, which is also kind of crazy. Again, you meet very successful people who are great at what they do, but they have this imposter syndrome. It's really interesting. So I think the way to really, I would say, work on this.
Do you have anything about that too?
Why it happens?
No, the imposter syndrome and why successful people worked hard. It's not about lack of effort. Have worked hard to get to where they are, still feel like a fraud.
Absolutely. I do. And I think, and this is what I would like to share about. Because I think it comes down to a very fundamental question that maybe many of us don't think about. And that is, why do we have what we have? And when I say what we have, I don't just mean any money we have or any physical things that we have, any physical blessings, but more importantly, why do we have those of us who have intellect, those of us who have
abilities,
any ability, any and all abilities that we have? So this is the, I would call it the unthinking way of thinking about it, which is, well, I earned it, right? Well, you know, even the best sports people, right? So it's a great basketball player. He trained for years upon years, and that's why business people, they worked hard and they struggled and they hustled. And while all those are important elements, I think the spiritual view is fundamentally different. And it is the following, that anything and everything that we have is a gift. Take even this person who's a great sport, great basketball player. The reality is, if he or she injures their ankle, right, they're no longer a great basketball player. Now, they might be able to recover a month later, 6 months later, a year later. But this fallacy of owning our gifts, I believe, is at the core of insecurity and at the core of imposter syndrome. So
So you're saying that people, the problem is starts at the beginning, where we think that whatever gifts we have is because it's by our own merit, but at the same time, we feel like a fraud, so we don't feel like we really
because a person should know, right? Let's say they're an amazing business person. They built an amazing business. The reality is there are many people as smart as them, right? As driven as them, that did not have the same success that they had. So it is not that it's all or nothing. So the proper view on our gifts is the following. Of course, I have to work hard. Of course, I have to invest time, effort. But at the end of the day, whatever I do accomplish is a gift given to me by the light of the Creator or by the universe, however one prefers to refer to it. So of course, I have to put my effort in. I have to earn it. But even after all of that, we have to know that it is not mine, that ownership upon it, that I've earned it completely. No, I did my part of the work, a very small part of the work, and the gift was given me by the Creator. And there's a very famous story in the Torah, in the Bible, that speaks about a moment in time where Moses, who was the greatest leader that there ever was, certainly the greatest revealer of truth that there ever was, he's attacked and by an individual whose name was Korach, who accuses him of really living based on his ego, that he's taking positions that he doesn't deserve, and so on and so forth. And in that whole story, for me, the most striking phrase or moment is Moses says the following two ancient Hebrew words, which I think is something we all should be thinking about often. especially if you want to be able to not feel insecure and not feel imposter syndrome. He says, "Venachnuma," which literally means, what are we? Or we are nothing. And the question, of course, is how can Moses say something like that? He wasn't a liar, so he couldn't say, I am not the leader of millions. He couldn't honestly say, I am not the greatest, one of the greatest leaders there ever has been. He knew all those things to be true. But he also knew that the reason why he received those gifts was because the light of the Creator gave them to him. He was a conduit for it, but not the owner of it. And this fundamental shift in consciousness, and I ask really every one of our listeners to do this work, children, family, relationships, intellect, success. Yes, there are things we must do to be able to make ourselves what we call in spiritual terms a vessel to receive those, but they are not ours. And even once we receive them, they are not ours.
People have imposter syndrome for many different reasons. Some feel like they got a lucky break, right? Others feel like they're afraid that they will be outstaged by somebody else, or that they will lose whatever it is that they have, or that they haven't quite arrived. It comes from, like you said at the beginning, low self-esteem. Of course, I agree with what you're saying, and I do believe that. I think it's very hard for people to be able to, when they show up, right? They try to actualize themselves. It's hard to constantly keep that consciousness that this is all the Creator, because, yeah, it's ego, but it's a place where, you know, it's not an easy connection to make, because...
Maybe yes or no, all I'm saying is that this is the only way to actually live.
And you think if somebody really, really felt like everything's from the Creator, then they would never feel imposter syndrome?
Absolutely. 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 This is the cure. It's not easy work, but it's absolutely the cure. And as a matter of fact, I would venture to say this is probably the only consciousness that will both allow us to keep our gifts and allow us to enjoy them unhindered.
So how does one go about that? Let's say they show up at work and they're like, everything's the light of the Creator, and then they fail miserably that day. And they go home and they feel like a fraud. And then they come back and they do it again. And maybe that day was a good day. And how do you keep that kind of state? How does one go from the consciousness we described?
I think it's foundational, meaning it's not, you can't, you know, choose to use this on the day when things don't go well. But the point is, how are you living your life from the moment of your first success to the moment of your second success to your fifth and your 20th? Was this your consciousness? If not, yeah, of course, none of this is going to work if it's not real, if it's not something that you've actually earned. So there's an example that's given, which I think helps illustrate and maybe makes it more practical to use. You know, when you have a window and it's a beautiful day and the sun shines through the window, if to the degree, right, and there's a whole discussion whether, you know, physical inanimate objects have consciousness, but let's assume the window has consciousness. What is it thinking? Is it thinking, look at me, I am bringing so much light into this room? No, of course, that would be ridiculous. The window, if it's honest, and windows are honest, says, I am allowing this beautiful light of the sun to shine through me into the house.
Well, what's interesting is this: what it brings up for me is that the window knows what it's supposed to do. The window is just simply there to be an opening for something else to come through it. And it knows every day all it has to do is just be there, and it'll be open sometimes, it'll be closed sometimes, be covered sometimes, right? That's it. That's the job of the window. I think the problem is, and I'm happy you used that analogy, is that most people don't know why they came into this world. And in fact, besides the insecurities that people come and share with us, the other big thing is, how do I know what I'm meant to do in this world?
Right. Right? That's so a whole other topic, which I actually want to discuss later.
Well,
I
want to talk about it now. No, the thing is, though, that's part of the issue. It's how does one... Okay, we won't unpack the whole thing, but a window knows it's a window. I think for man, it's very different of, you know, who am I and what am I meant to do? And am I revealing that?
Again, I really think that's off topic because what I really want to focus on is what is the consciousness with which we need to live in order to make sure that both we are successful and that our relationship to that success is a healthy one, right? So what we need to do is important conversation.
But what we need to be, the window is a window, right? It's a very simple way. It's clear. It's the light will shine through it, and it, not to be complicated about it. I just think day to day, you know, there's all other kinds of things that come up for us. So how does one go about doing that?
Doing what?
Being a window, being simple. And
so this is what I'm saying is that let's assume I had an amazing day today, and I recorded a great podcast, and I hear from people a week from now after listening to this podcast, you really inspired me, right? So there's two immediate thoughts.
You're going to say the other.
What?
They're going to say something negative. Yes.
There's two things that I can think in that moment. Oh, I'm an amazing orator. I have such amazing intellect and wisdom, right? Or no, I'm just a window. It happens to be that on this day, I happen to record, the light of the creator allowed me to share this wisdom that happened to then shine into the room, the person being the room, and they enjoyed it. But I take zero ownership on anything that I shared. I do not own my intellect. I do not own the wisdom that I share. I do not own my ability to share it. And again, like I said, this is very fundamentally opposed to the way we think about ourselves all the time. But what I'm saying is that that this is the work that I'm asking our listeners to begin, which is to really know that all you are is a window. That being said, the job of the window is to make sure it's unobstructed. Now, when I start thinking that it's my wisdom, it's my oratory, it's my whatever it is, I own it, I'm blocking a little piece of the window. And unfortunately, what most of us do through life is that we keep putting, we'll call it ego blotches on the window. And then only, obviously, smaller amounts of light can shine through. So this is not just the proper consciousness, which I believe is the truth, because we do not own any of these gifts, but it's also what allows the window to stay clean and allows the window to grow. And therefore, this very important spiritual concept, you want to actually grow your ability to influence. You want to grow your ability to manifest greater and greater blessings in any and all areas of your life. Every single success, every single blessing that you have, remind yourself, 10 times a day, 100 times a day, this is not me. I am the window. The light of the creator is shining through me. And yes, bringing this benefit and that benefit. And to the degree that I am consistent and strong with this consciousness, to that degree, my window, me as a window, remains clear and clean and allows more and more light to shine through me. And going back to where we started, it helps us alleviate any sense of insecurity because it's no longer me. I don't need to wake up tomorrow morning and be an amazing genius or an amazing spiritual leader or anything like that. I just need to be a window. The light of the creator will bring all the benefits and all the blessings and all the light that needs to shine through me. So what I'm at...
it's less about what you're doing. It's more about removing the negative thoughts, the blockages that obstruct what you're doing. Yes. So go about your day, have goals, have desires, have purpose, try hard, put all of yourself in it. The part that we need to eradicate is really that doubt, that uncertainty, that fear of...
Which again, more importantly, the root of that is when we take ownership on them. I just had an amazing time with my child because I'm an amazing father. No. You need to do the work, of course, to do the best that you can to be an amazing father. But the reason why I had that amazing interaction, because a lot of the creator shined through me. I just sat with somebody who needed help and I gave them advice and they walked out and they were blown away. They said, oh my God, you changed my life. Two ways I can think about that. I'm so smart. I'm so spiritual. I'm so wise. And this person benefited from my wisdom. Or I am, and I would really ask our listeners to repeat that phrase as a meditation from Moses, V'nachnuma. I am nothing. I am only a window. And because I know that I'm only a window, I allow the endless light of the creator to shine through me. And to the degree, and this, you know, I'll promise our listeners that this is, first of all, not easy because we're not trained in this way. We're trained in the opposite way. But if we start living our lives every single day, every single success, every single moment of joy, every single moment of manifestation of something good, remind yourself, I am simply the window. You will find that not only do you become a greater window, which means a greater conduit of great and important blessings to manifest, but that you're also able to remove those moments of insecurity, those moments of imposter syndrome, because you are in the right understanding of who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah. So your experience of everything will be different.
Absolutely.
It's very, very difficult to practice that.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, it's very difficult. I want to caveat.
Yeah, it really is.
It's very difficult.
It sound like just but be a window.
But let me tell you, unless you do this work,
You'll forever feel like a fraud.
And you will never be able to be the greatest window that you can be. And every single one of us is a much smaller window of goodness into this world than we're supposed to be, because we are not doing this work, this conscious work that will allow us to become a bigger and clearer window.
So folks got a lot of summertime homework.
Absolutely. And it's work of consciousness, but I promise you, you'll
see. It's every day really taking that mindset and saying, I mean, it could be just that phrase, I am a window, allow things to shine through you.
And don't take ownership on it.
No ownership. Yeah, that's yeah. The only.
I'm really excited. Again, I really hope our listeners, you know, really take this work and do it consistently. And I promise you, you will see. I don't know what the word
it's
is immediately.
You
will see the benefit. You will absolutely experience the benefit.
It's not just the ownership for the good. It's even ownership for what doesn't work the way you want it to. Right.
Also,
it's all one and the same.
Also.
All right.
All right. Enjoy this spiritually hungry snack.
I'm not going to say that.
I just did.
Have fun. And stay spiritually hungry.
There you go. Happy summer.